going down, ladies and gentlemen?
Yo.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Seinfeld.
That's good.
Here at YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation. I'm your host, Giovanni Anglin.
I'm Bastian Nissa.
I'm Steve.
This has been recorded live May 5th, 2017. Shouts out to Selena. Rest in peace. You are one of the realest. Happy Cinco de Mayo. So, last week, Steven over here said something interesting, which I vehemently disagreed with. And he said that hip-hop was dead for a while. Wasn't that your remarks?
Yeah, like when Nas said it's dead.
Okay. I disagreed.
I disagree also.
And I would like to hear your opinions on...
Remember when Nas said hip-hop is dead?
I do remember when Nas said hip-hop is dead.
Around that time, what was happening?
He's an old head. That's what happened.
I know he's an old head, but around that time, what was happening?
He hadn't dropped a good album in years. That's what happened.
Queens is taking
Wow, are you really going at Nas? I'm talking about the the current state at that time.
Okay, what was the current state of that
time? We had like a lot of Here Today, Gone Tomorrow rappers.
And can you give me some
like
examples,
a Soulja Boy or like the ringtone rap era.
So you're talking about like 2007-ish?
Like around there. That's when you dropped that album.
All right, okay. I'm going to start asking a lot of questions.
Okay.
When was hip-hop at its peak?
Like at its best? Or are we saying at its... Like,
at its peak.
At its best.
Yes. As when do you feel use like to reflect using your conversation, you're trying to compare to a perfect moment.
Exactly.
When was it ever perfect?
Golden era.
When was the golden era?
Early '90s.
Early '90s, '80s.
So, are you saying late '80s into the early '90s, or
around there, toward the early 2000s, and then got wild?
Okay, but I'll say this. Okay, I know a lot of people of the '90s, but people have to realize not everything in the '90s was great. Okay, we had Vanilla Ice.
Okay.
We had Silk the Shaka. Hey, come on, man. Why you gotta do that? To Silk the Shaka. Okay, fine. We had Crisscross. Okay. We had
You wasn't
rappers.
jumping?
They had one good record. One good record was Jump. But hey, I'll say this. We had Shaquille O'Neal.
I forgot. Nah,
it's late '90s though.
But I'm saying that everything in the '90s isn't great.
Was he a Kazam rapper?
He wasn't Kazam rapper, and he did have his own album.
That's not just Shaquille O'Neal, because he has multiple platinum albums. He has rings. He has TV shows. He's great.
Listen,
a doctor.
He's a legend.
He has a doctorate. Okay?
It was pretty easy to get a platinum album back then. Chingy has a platinum album.
No, it's fine.
Okay,
it's fine.
Chingy has a platinum album, sir.
But you know, Shaq isn't doing weird Amway deals like Chingy is. Okay, so you know.
I hear he works at Wingstop, by the way. I think that's just a rumor, though. Chingy.
He probably manages one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, but back to you, man.
Yeah,
back
what's your argument?
I see you guys
definitely
picking on me.
Disagree
I'm not
with you
picking
because,
on you.
Okay, so what? I said there's a lot of whack rappers.
Now, currently?
Yes, there's a lot of whack rappers now.
Okay.
Now, some of my friends, contemporaries, they're going to say yes, and some of them are going to say no. You guys are more open-minded to some of these rappers.
Right.
Right? Me personally, it's like the way I think of it is
you are Joe Budden.
Let's talk about
right?
No, I'm not Joe Budden.
We'll talk about that later.
Joe Budden.
We'll talk about that later.
Now, let's talk about Lil Yachty.
Why?
No.
We're talking hip hop and like Lil Yachty. Like as Charlamagne says, Yachty is the push off of whack rappers.
No, it's not true.
I disagree. That's what C to God says. What I'm saying is, a lot of these guys, in my opinion, are whack when it comes to technical skill and ability.
But I don't even consider Lil Yachty as a like as a rapper.
Listen,
you know what
I mean?
We don't
not
consider him.
That's
to be
you
a
guys.
Rapper. That's not for
listen.
That's not for us though.
That's cool, but that's you.
Okay.
You can sit there and tell me you don't consider him a rapper.
He's
I don't
not
consider him much of a rapper.
So why are we talking about this then?
Because I'm using it as an example.
As for what?
But I don't believe what you said. You said like there's too many whack rappers
right
now.
There's a lot of whack rappers.
What does that even mean? How old are you?
23.
Okay. You're in the '90s. Were you there, like really paying attention to hip hop in the '90s?
Yeah.
Were you really? Do you know how many whack rappers were in the '90s? About the same amount as today.
Listen,
there's always whack rappers being signed to labels, dropping
absolutely
one album and disappearing.
I mean, look,
that's
there
true
will always be whack rappers. The
no,
difference is now we're in 2017. We could only remember the great rappers.
Exactly. Chief Keef was hot at one point. Look at him now. It's 2017. He's nowhere to be found.
He's still selling shows.
Yeah, he's still doing
okay,
shows.
But he's not he's as hot as he once was.
No, that's
Chief Keef wasn't everywhere.
Nobody's gonna remember him 10 years unless he come out with a new single this year. But you know, that's how, because Soulja Boy came back every 2 years for a new hot single for some reason.
Yeah, then he declined.
Yeah, exactly.
Now he's Young Draco.
And he has beef with everybody on his mind.
That's a problem.
Now, that's how I feel. There's just a lot of whack rappers. I got a homie. You met Vince last week, right?
Yeah.
Vince and I have another friend who works in the industry. Now,
here we go again.
No, I'm serious.
I know what you're alluding to.
Where they go and they're in studio sessions, engineers doing whatever it is. They meet a lot of these guys out here, Brooklyn, wherever. Some of these dudes, they can't spit. I'm talking like lyrical, technical ability and how you are on a song. Now, the reason I want to bring it to Yachty is, okay, you don't consider him a rapper.
He's not a rapper.
You don't consider him.
I consider him a rapper.
You consider him a rapper.
Yeah, I do.
Me personally, I think if you're a guy and you're on a beat and you're making words rhyme, you're obviously rapping.
Yeah.
But some people are going to say he's a rapper.
I don't think he does make a full album a rapper.
No, he doesn't.
But he does rap.
What I'm saying is, as a rapper in technical ability, he's whack.
Okay.
But if you see him as, oh, he's making fun music, that's cool.
I really do.
That's
just
fine.
He's making fun music.
I think of it like this. Star Wars Battlefront. The game is fun, right? Mm-hmm. We can play.
Which one? The PS4 version?
We're talking about the one they just put out last week. Mm. Not last year.
No. Oh, but the first time it was fun, but it sucked.
There you go.
But see, the problem...
That's how I view, like, those guys. Like, they're making fun music. Mm-hmm. I could be with my friends and we play Lil Uzi. All right, cool, no problem. But
shout out to EXO Life Tour.
There you go.
Man. I don't like Lil Uzi, but
I personally don't like his music. But thank you. I can listen to that and just jam to it. But okay, at the end of the day, he's still trash.
Okay, but I'll say this, though.
There's a lot of whack rappers. I'm sorry.
But like, I feel like the new generation, the new generation, a lot of those music it is just feel good music. But it's not really nothing new.
Every genre is like that. Do you think like soul artists have good music? There's a lot of soul artists that do the same thing. They had feel good music with anything.
For the kids to dance to, really.
I'm not dissing what y'all are saying.
I'm just saying, I don't know what you're saying. I'm trying to understand your argument saying hip hop is whack.
I'm saying right there's now. A lot of whack artists.
It's always been like that. You're supposed to take them to the side and concentrate on the best.
I feel like sometimes, I
understand that. But what I'm saying is, even like the whack artists of the 90s, what they put out in quality were better, much better than what artists have put out.
That's debatable.
Today.
That's very debatable.
That's
a
very
hot take.
Debatable.
You can talk about how there's better SoundCloud rappers and there are random new albums on iTunes.
Okay, I can agree with that.
That's the same concept you're using.
But I'll say this, some 90s rappers, sure, some of them were like very smart. Sometimes they just used big words just to use them without knowing the context of words, like Keith Murray. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but he's still a legend. Still a legend.
What I'm trying to say is the state of hip-hop has always been the same.
Exactly.
The difference is people get older and you have younger generation getting to it. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're in the generation of social media, where rappers get are blown up by quick fads.
Exactly.
Vines, memes.
Trinidad James.
You know?
Like we're in the
Chief Keef.
A lot of these guys.
Slim Jesus was hot at one point in time.
I feel like a lot of these new rappers, like they be on some flexible. They got high on this, like they're questionable. Like, you know, I heard a Young Thug when I saw him in a dress.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't remember Lifestyle?
No, this is before Lifestyle dropped, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like he would be wearing female clothes. That's when I personally first heard of Young Thug.
Kanye wore a kilt.
This is before Kanye did wear a kilt, but that was like later down the line, Kanye. But it doesn't really matter.
But anyways.
I'm talking like Young, like first time I ever heard of Young Thug was in a dress.
Okay.
Like a lot of these rappers to me, like I just think personally, like you can wear what you want to wear, but when you become hot, in my opinion, like just based off like crap like that instead of just your music, that to me, I just think that's why.
In my opinion,
it's too much gimmicks in hip hop now.
Okay, like let's say a meme song, right?
Hot boy. Hip hop now?
Huh?
Hot boy.
Hold up.
Hot boy. Okay, hot boy.
too much gimmicks in hip hop now. Hip hop almost always had gimmicks.
Yeah, hip hop always.
Come on,
it's becoming too much.
Bad Boy had silk shirts and chains.
I understand.
Slick Rick had how much pieces of jewelry?
It's not that. It's too
much. Every rapper had jewelry, bro.
Yo, but yo, Slick Rick made it famous.
That was the East Coast thing, bro.
But Slick Rick made it really famous, though.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, though.
So did,
Slick Rick made the eye patch and a whole bunch of gold chains.
It's not just Slick Rick.
No, I'm talking that Slick Chick wore chains on top of chains on top of chains on top of chains.
Okay, so was Run DMC.
They had chains. Run DMC made Adidas famous.
Okay, but they still had chains.
Not a lot of, he just won Cuban Link.
So was Rakim.
Okay. But Slick Rick had more chains than them combined.
Rakim
made it. Naming the best.
Rakim,
there's a lot of bums that did the same thing. You understand? That's what we're talking about, gimmick. There's always something nonsense in some music genre.
Okay.
You know, right now, it's the social media.
MC Hammer had hammer pants.
He went broke. Anyways.
But it's still a gimmick.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the thing. Like, we have social media right now. And because social media is so easy to access, you could put all of these rappers all in one meme genre and so just put them together.
Right.
I don't agree with calling them meme rap, but this is what we're going through right now. The rap style in the early 1990s that you were talking about, by the time we got to 2007, 2008, like Charles Hamilton and them, they used that same style and called it backpack rap. The same style everybody loved, they called it backpack rap.
Right.
Why do people hate backpack rap?
Because it's old now.
No, but people hated backpack rap.
I don't understand why they hate backpack rappers.
That's okay. It's the same concept that you're talking about. You hate mumble rap. Why people hate
I don't. I just don't like mumble rap. It's just not for me.
It's the same thing.
But you they heard the same thing. Future, though.
They heard the same thing.
I can appreciate Future.
These rappers, these backpack rappers.
I can appreciate Future.
Back in 2007, respected Tribe. We're going to rap like Tribe. They gave music out, you know? Mm-hmm. What's a backpack? Like Charles Hamilton, Cool Kids, and them. No, when they first started, they were nice. But no one really cared about them.
Right.
The same thing. They called them the whack rappers. The original Childish Gambino, before he became better, you know, he was a backpack rap. No one liked him.
Right. Well, I guess that's what changed the mumble rap, but
things happen. Lil Wayne created that. That's what I like to say. I like to point out that song he did with T-Pain.
I can't even like disagree with him on
that. Yeah, the two godfathers in 2007.
Because to be honest, like all these guys got their styles from Wayne.
There's two gods in 2007.
Also, Kendrick Lamar is a Lil Wayne stan. You gotta remember
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. He made an album, and basically every track was off of the Carter 3.
Yeah.
But I'll say this: there are two people, two artists in particular that started it off, and I'll say in 2007. Yeah, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Wayne, Kanye West.
They were the hottest. Tune. They were the hottest at the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You had You said 2007?
2007.
Yeah, Carter 3 was 08, but Wayne was on fire at that time, and Kanye had
8.
So from 2007
to 2008, you had both of those two.
Graduation came out.
Then also 808 kind of pushed it to the next level.
In 09.
When was 808?
That was 09. Yes.
Sure?
You sure that was 09?
I feel like this was 2008.
08, 09.
I think it was 08.
It was 09 because that was the same year he did the
Can we get a double check on that?
Of course.
Absolutely.
I feel like it was 08.
Bastion's going to look that up. But anyways, man, I just feel like, you know, hip-hop is never dead. And I feel like as of now...
November 24th, 2008.
Oh,
it was 08.
You got it.
Yeah.
But I'll say this. I'll go take it even further. We're in a new golden era, bro.
We're in. I won't say
that
golden.
No one reflects.
No one says golden until 10 years later.
No,
because 2003 could be considered golden era, but we all lived in. We all paid attention in 2003.
Absolutely. Like, we had 50.
Yeah.
You had Jay coming out with the
Eminem,
Black album.
Yeah.
I feel like we are in a golden era, though.
I mean, Kendrick Lamar is killing the game.
Because, you have, it's hip-hop.
We wouldn't know until
hip-hop
later.
Hip-hop is more global, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, and now we have different people from different countries. You
it's
know,
very
it's
regional,
not just,
too.
It's regional. You got Atlanta. You got New York, well, kind of.
You got
New
L.A.
York. Got L.A., Toronto. You got now England, U.K. Mm-hmm. Those guys
Grime.
Coming out. Grime scene, which those guys are dope.
Shout out
to Stormzy. Stormzy.
Skepta.
Skepta definitely is dope. But hip hop to me is more global.
And I feel like, see, with the beauty of the internet, you know, if you don't like certain artists, you know, you can listen to another artist. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to listen to the radio anymore. You know what I'm saying?
There's other radio stations.
Exactly. There's radio other radio stations. One, there's Spotify. There's all these musical streams that you can use. You don't have to listen to the radio.
Apple Music Radio is pretty good. If you like to go back time and time again, just find your favorite artists and know when they're
the reason why DJing. I can listen to some radio music friendly music because I don't listen to the radio, so I don't get sick and tired of hearing radio friendly music sometimes because I don't listen to radio. Period.
Yeah.
Too.
Aux cord gang over here.
Exactly. So you can listen to Action Bronson if you want to, even though he's not getting radio play. You can listen to Joey Badass if you want, even though he's not getting radio play. Dave East, all those other guys, in my opinion, is what's helping New York get a nice resurgence. Even Designer too, man. I'll listen to some Designer.
Happy
I don't
birthday.
Care.
He just turned 20.
He just dang man. And he's weird older than Designer. Too. Oh, I saw Designer on Bill Nye Saves the World. Yo, look how far he's gone. Shouts out to Designer.
I don't believe that. I think.
No, he's in it. He's in a sketch. I saw it, bro.
I don't know. I think people are lying to me.
You sound like Joe Budden right now.
Is he going gang, 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 gang?
No, he's in a sketch about climate change, bro.
My coworker told me that. It's like, you're lying to me. I don't believe it.
Mind blown.
I don't believe it.
I will send you the link.
Just all you need to do. It's a Mandela theory.
All you need to do
is say that's mean it happened.
I was talking about the Mandela theory too, man. Hey, and we want to know why hip hop's gone so global now. Let's talk about Bill Nye still. Designer's in it. Designer's in one episode. And guess who made the theme song to Bill Nye Saves the World?
No.
T.
Tyler the Creator.
I like Tyler though.
But people hated him when he came out.
Exactly.
I like Tyler.
But you understand, people hated them as much as they hated Lil Yachty now.
Yeah.
The same amount. I should know because that's when I got into
me too.
Blogger spheres.
I feel different because I remember when Odd Future came out, a lot of people just didn't understand like what they were saying. Like they were talking like a lot of rape, a lot of stuff in their rap, especially Earl. First project I heard from Odd Future was Earl's project, his first mixtape.
I'm a Hot and Bothered Astronaut.
Yeah,
Pigeons was like my favorite off that tape.
Par, you can never.
Yeah,
you can never perform Par again.
Right, yeah. But I don't feel like people really hated Odd Future. I feel like people just didn't understand them.
If anything, I feel like people hate
that too.
Definitely,
they even said that. Like, come on, we all are previous trash. It was trash.
That's true. But
Orange Juice
I feel
cool,
like
though.
People hate Lil Yachty just because of like. He just sucks as a rapper.
All right, no, fine. Let's concentrate on Lil Yachty. His album's coming out later this month.
Exactly. We talking about Lil Yachty album. I don't care.
And recently, he did an interview with Joe Budden.
With Joe Budden.
And DJ Academics. I love their show, by the way. He's the reason... Lil Yachty's the reason why I started watching this show, too.
Oh, yeah?
That's the reason why I started watching...
Everyday Struggle.
Everyday Struggle, because I never heard of it.
All right.
You got to follow Academics on IG, man.
That's why I don't.
All right, so the thing is, Lil Yachty... Shout out to Lil Yachty
for being
well-versed and knows how to keep up a conversation.
Yeah,
and being
that's
apologetic
true.
About, you know,
he's
the
a good sport
he
when it comes to conversations. He's a good sport.
And I'm surprised because he did the whole thing with Ebro and even came back, right?
Yeah,
he did two interviews with Ebro.
Right, and he freestyled.
Most people would not go back. If anything, I would tell him not to go.
Right.
I would have told him not to do the interview with Charlamagne because I know what Charlamagne's about. But he knows how to handle that situation.
Right. Charlamagne didn't do anything to him.
He respects those guys.
Right.
No, Charlamagne started the things saying
you're the
you're
poster child for whack rappers.
That's what people feel though, but
no,
I don't
but
think so.
To say that and just let that go out there, now it's stuck. You understand?
I don't agree, but okay.
He did but, feel Yachty did feel some type of way about that, to be fair.
Yeah,
he
but
was
he
like,
knew
he
how
was
to
like,
handle
yo,
it.
Bro, yeah, yeah, he was
did,
chill about it.
He did say he had to prove himself by rap by freestyle.
Yeah, so by the time you got to the Joe Budden interview, they asked him a good question. He was saying, did you feel like you had to rap to prove yourself? Because that's what he was doing after he did the Ebro thing.
That's true.
Right.
That's the first interview. He made a bunch
and
of
rap. And when
he
songs. Did that freestyle on Apple Music, he was trying.
Yeah.
And it wasn't bad. No, I did say it wasn't bad. Yeah, it was not bad. He was trying.
Best track, his best thing ever. Yeah, he did.
But like artists like him, you know, shout out to Ray Shrimmer. I think they're my favorite duo right now. They know how to compose a song and make great verses for it.
Right.
Magnolia by Playboi Carti. I saw Playboi Carti when I went to Travis Scott on Sunday.
How was it?
Crazy. Lost my watch.
Oh, how'd you lose your watch?
It was crazy.
He
was in the mosh pit.
Yes.
Did anyone break
left,
their
went
leg?
Went upstairs. Yes. Third floor. He jumped from the third balcony.
Wait.
Yeah,
is
it's
that
on
it?
The internet. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So you saw it?
Yeah, that's
he,
it.
He got the ring?
Yeah, he got the ring too.
Oh,
it's crazy because I was looking at Travis Scott. I was on the side where he jumped off. I was looking at Travis Scott and he stopped rapping.
Yeah, I saw that.
He looked at security and said, yo.
Pick him up, man.
He went around because he was on his Eagle at that time. He stopped the song and said, yo, you're crazy. Why would you do that? Mm-hmm. But shout out to you. You're the craziest fan right now. So he gave him props and also dissed him at the same time, like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, you're an idiot.
Absolutely.
Why would you jump from the third balcony? Because kids were jumping from the first balcony, which is fine. It's leveled, especially if you know where you want to hold down on the pipe. You could just drop down easy.
Right.
But to jump from the third balcony.
Crazy,
that's
dude.
That's crazy. Like,
shout out Travis Scott.
It was a great concert. Playboi Carti came through. Wiz Khalifa came through.
That joint is bumping.
Magnolia. Let me talk about that song. Great chorus. Yeah. In New York, I merely rock.
I like the beat.
You know, I had it in my sock. Then I run it out. Then I shoot it out. Great chorus.
Right.
When he's rapping his verse, I have no idea what he's saying. If anything, I hate his verse. Mm-hmm. I want to listen to the chorus again. Back to chorus. Now we're back to verse two. Mm-hmm. This song's terrible. Right. That's the type of rap I hate right now. That's the songs like great chorus, great beat, terrible verse. Like, songs revolve around good verses.
Right.
That's what makes it memorable to the next level.
Right.
You know, we just got the new Kendrick Lamar album.
Right.
Great choruses, great verses. Even the songs we dislike, like God and Love or whatever. But those are great choruses.
Yeah.
They fit within the album.
Right.
They fit within the song, if anything.
Right.
So that's the thing I myself dislike about rappers today. You come out with great songs, but you can't rap. You can't make a good verse, and now this song is popping. So why would you lie to pop?
Which is why I was mad at Young M.A. for her EP, mind you. I was mad you dropped the EP, but all of those tracks
that's
was
weird too.
Whack.
I did not listen to it. How was it?
How hard working?
All of it was whack, but the last song was fire. You know what the last song was?
What?
Ooh.
No, see, that's my problem. How hard working are these rappers?
Exactly.
Do they work hard? Because
and see, I understand.
They have a hot
too.
Song. Do they not make other songs? See, because people like Lil Yachty, he dropped like two albums already.
Right.
Yeah. Can we call working. Lil Boat an album?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was a tape.
I thought
it was a mixtape.
I think it's both because it's on Apple iTunes.
Mixtape album.
It's on both.
It's a thanks Drake.
Anyways, Lil Yachty dropped two albums. You know, Lil Uzi has a couple projects.
Kodak Black dropped his stuff.
Yeah, Kodak Black dropped
free Kodak.
Album. No. Keep him in jail.
Keep him in jail.
Stop.
Keep
stop.
Him in
jail.
He's
stop.
An idiot.
No.
He's terrible for the kids.
Yeah. Stop.
Yes, he is.
He's an idiot.
Yes.
But free Kodak.
We have that album cover was a disgrace to Biggie.
Oh, you mean Lil Big Pac?
Yes. Keep it moving. Good. You were
that
saying.
Was a tape.
I don't care. It was a disgrace. Continue.
But what I'm trying to say is, like, these rappers... Well, you're talking about Young Ma, right?
Yeah.
Young Ma. Okay.
She was called Young Ma before, so yeah, go on.
Like, do they put in the work? Mm-hmm. Just because you're getting a lot of bread doing your tour, do you even think of making a new song? Because that's a problem I also have with rappers today.
Right.
But it's always been a problem. You have a rapper doing hard, making mixtapes to get signed, they stop. They don't really care. They're getting the money, they do a little tour, they're not really focused on the album. Once the album comes, it sucks, and they're dropped.
Yo.
Right.
Yo,
which they screwed themselves over.
Exactly. Management needs to lock her in the studio and make an album immediately because didn't Ooh come out like a year and a half ago now?
The problem with management, what most management is complaining about with these new rappers is
they're enjoying it. I mean,
they're enjoying it.
I'm not mad at that, but you know, it's time for them to like buckle down. You know what I'm saying?
Most of the money is going to the producers.
Engineers.
Because they have to make it sound good.
But no, yeah, and I'll disagree with you on that engine. Because the EP, whoa, the audio sounds amateur, okay? Mm-hmm. It sounds like something,
it's not
even
mixed.
Off of like SoundCloud. It sounds like a Dat Piff mixtape.
Which, that's something I hate.
An
I hate
amateur Dat Piff mixtape. That's what it sounds like.
I respect those, but you have to listen to it on Dat Piff stream. You
exactly,
know?
But no, not when it's on Spotify.
Yeah.
Bro, not many people, and he can testament to this, can mix a song. Or sit down and figure out all your frequencies correctly.
Hey, I realize this now.
I've seen like my homie do it, and it's a very intricate process, but not many people can sit down.
I'm like 40%
really
into understanding the concept. It's a concept and a theory.
I have to hook him with Vince. they'll teach him.
It's a theory.
You see Vince. He's here.
I need to hook you with my friends because they literally went to school for that and they're really good.
Yeah. I just do YouTube videos. And I took one class at York College. Shout out to them. Computer.
Oh, yeah.
Music.
I remember that.
It's a good class.
Okay. So you guys are still mad at me that I said there's a lot of black rappers?
No. I wasn't mad still at mad? You. I thought it was just going to be an interesting discussion.
Yeah. I thought you were trying to diss hip hop right now.
No, man. I'm talking skill and ability.
Kendrick is the king.
If we're talking, like, all right, K-Dot, mm-hmm. He has skill, he has ability, he has a way with words. We're all in agreement on that, right?
Absolutely. Of course.
Okay, Lil Uzi, does he have rap skill?
That's unfair to do that.
No, he does, but he doesn't do it anymore.
That's true, he did. He
okay,
did.
No. Wait, no, true. Okay, that's a
he
bad
can
example.
Rap. Okay, maybe these
that's
rappers,
a bad example. Yeah.
Designer 2.
No, you're right.
Designer
2
in his
SoundCloud
stage,
stuff, you're right.
Designer
no, you're
2
right.
In his earlier stuff,
yes.
He could rap too.
Yes.
Do you like Migos? Do you think Migos could rap?
When they try.
Migos is fire.
I'm just making sure.
When they try.
I just want to see the bounce
when
of
I first,
conversation.
When I
my
first,
favorite trio
okay,
right
up.
Now.
When I first heard them, I was like, what? But then as they keep coming, it's like, oh, okay, like they can, when they try,
yeah.
They can really put a song together.
Yeah.
Culture.
Culture.
Top 10 album, top 10 hip hop albums of the year.
Bad and Bougie. Like,
yeah.
When I heard Quavo, I was like, okay, even Quavo. Quavo on, Quavo, you know what I mean? When I heard him on More Life, mm-hmm. Like, okay, he can,
oh
he
yeah,
can,
he
his
made
verse.
Portland hot.
Right.
I want these guys to rap on non-trap beats.
Just to hear what it sounds like.
Yeah, I heard Slide, and it's like, okay.
No, I wasn't dissing hip-hop. I'm just thinking, like, this in terms of skill and ability, like, we don't have that.
Okay. I think we never had that. It's always trying to find the best people and trying to sign them to one section.
Well, that's. I think that's what labels are doing.
You know. But what type of labels? You know, in the conversation with Lil Yachty.
Quick question about labels.
Yeah.
You saw Chance perform, and he had, like, the label thing on the top. And
yeah.
He was like, you saw that?
I was surprised he did that. But I'm not surprised, because all his friends are part of those labels, but those labels won't allow him to make music with his friends.
Yes.
Yeah. So
that's why he doesn't label. Yeah. Just wanted to throw that out there. But you were saying.
When Joe Budden asked Lil Yachty about the 360 deal, he right. couldn't answer that question because he didn't understand the term 360 deal.
Which is bad.
What is it exactly?
I mean,
all right, I got it. A 360 deal is when you sign to a label, not only do they get your money, but when you're like your marketing and whatever you make. So you got a Sprite commercial, you got this endorsement deal. They taking money out of that as well.
Mm.
So technically you're getting F'd by the label.
Okay.
They have their hands deep in your pockets.
All right.
So
Lil Yachty doesn't have he just didn't understand the term.
Okay.
Later he clarified.
Oh yeah,
Twitter.
Yeah, see the problem with Joe Budden is he's an industry dude. Like he's been in the industry for how long? You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So he's yeah. very like he's very knowledgeable about the
right.
industry.
And he keeps turning red like the door. Like you notice when he gets mad,
yeah.
he's turning mad red.
I mean,
why was he so aggressive in that interview?
I feel like that was really unfounded. Like when Yachty was like,
Yo,
chill.
That was
bro.
A turning point in the interview.
Absolutely.
When he did that, I was like,
the ball is in Yachty's court.
Yeah,
now.
Like he was like, chill.
I felt the same way too. I'm like,
I kind of felt like Budden was
you know, he gained
it.
A lot more respect. Lil Yachty gained like a
absolutely.
Lot more fans off that one.
Have you seen the memes? Have you seen the WWF memes?
That was the best one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, when Joe Budden came out.
Cold Stone?
Yep.
Boston? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know my wrestling.
It was Stone Cold, not Cold Stone,
yeah,
man.
I didn't
Cold
watch.
Stone
I don't
is
watch
ice
wrestling.
Cream, young man.
All my wrestling's from listening to you guys talk.
Cold Stone
that.
Is ice
right.
cream, young man. All right, we have one more minute left.
Yeah, that's.
Wrap
I think
it up
we
by saying.
We misunderstood me in the group chat.
Yeah, all
group
right.
chat felt awkward after that.
No, it wasn't the group
no,
chat.
No, we definitely misunderstood you. I definitely misunderstood you.
No, I was talking about like there's just a lot of whack rappers. Like,
oh okay.
Like it's. I thought it was straightforward. Like skill and technical ability.
Okay. Fair enough.
There's an album that came out today, Logic.
Logic yes. came, dropped an album.
Fire.
I wanted to say this.
One listen, not bad.
Okay, I wanted to say fire. This because we didn't have time. Humans by the Gorillaz, 4 out of 10. It was trash. It broke my heart.
Didn't I tell you that?
Huh?
Didn't I tell you that?
I give it 6 out of 10.
Whoa, you are too generous nowadays. What happened to you?
I made my own version of it.
Didn't I tell you that? Like, they're looking for a hit?
I mean,
it seemed like they were really looking.
They
I like
have
the popcorn
hits,
song.
Though.
It's the only song
exactly.
I like.
Exactly.
All right. So
later,
we're done.
Guys.
Peace.
Black Sandbell. Right. Next week.
Cool.
Peace.
You're listening to YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation.
Packers. Vikings. Red